We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. I'm John Batchelor. Intuitive Machines. Bob, I recall Intuitive Machines has well-to-do contracts from NASA. What is it?
It is a company that's trying to build lunar landers for NASA and for others. It attempted to land on the moon last year, one of the two companies that tried to do it last year. The other one was Astrobotic. They both tried. They both had problems. Intuitive Machines actually did get into lunar orbit and successfully landed, though there were issues at the landing, which had the spacecraft tilt over. They were able to get communications from it, but they never could quite do the science intended on the surface. That's okay, because it was an engineering test flight. They're going to try again. But this week, they released some data from their mission that was kind of revealing. It appears that when the Intuitive Machines lander went into lunar orbit, it did not go into the orbit they originally wanted. It went into an orbit with its low point only 1.3 kilometers above the surface. That's less than a mile. And it actually, that low point was over a mountainous region where some mountains were higher than that. And so it could have hit the ground. It could have impacted the surface. They quickly detected this and did an engine burn to raise that low point. And so they weren't, the missions have survived it, but it is a fact maybe why the mission didn't do what it wanted to do when it landed quite the way it was supposed to. They've got other missions planned. I hope they will have their orbital maneuvers better precise, more precise in the future. It's just one of these things where down the road you suddenly discover something that you didn't know was there.
It occurs to me, Bob, when you have a crash on the moon, do you get investigated by an official body?
Oh, there are so many official bodies that want to do that, but it's not quite happening yet. The UN, a lot of liberals, a lot of academics, oh, they would love to be able to investigate everything
but
and tell you what to do.
Does the FAA investigate a crash?
No, it's not involved yet.
Hopefully never. All right. We have micro-lensing. What is it, Bob?
This is a cool image from Hubble that I posted on Behind the Black. It's a really nice example of micro-lensing. What you have is two galaxies in line with each other relative to us. And so the light from the more distant galaxy, as it's approaching us, it reaches that the intervening galaxy, and the gravity of that galaxy acts as a lens to refocus the light from the more distant galaxy. And in this case, what it does is it creates a visual ring around the nearer galaxy. And that's what the image is. It shows a galaxy in the center with this beautiful halo around it. But the halo is not intrinsic to the galaxy. It comes from the light from the more distant galaxy. And this is microlensing. It's an Einsteinian prediction, and it does exist. There's plenty of evidence of it. They like to use this for a lot of research. I tend to be skeptical of the research because of the number of uncertainties involved. We don't know the distance away. But either way, very cool.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.